Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yep, and I don't understand why so many people.
It was the meme that would not die.
How are you this morning? We're just trying to
adjust all of our... Yeah. How's yours? We had people in here yesterday that were recording. And they switch things
Yeah,
off.
They sure do.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Hump day. Currently 61 degrees. How are you, Carl?
I'm fine. It's 7 minutes after the hour 7 today, and welcome back home. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I believe we are. I'm trying to get into it right now. Somehow, I'm 5 minutes behind for some reason today, even though I started 5 minutes early. What's going on, Bad Bob?
Don't know. It looks like the stream rebooted sometime last night, but it's good now.
No, it's good. It's me trying to get into it.
Why are you so far behind?
I'm not far behind. I'm 5 minutes behind.
Our highs today are going to be 96 degrees, lows tonight of 60. Thursday calls for a high of 87, Friday high of 80. And I don't know about you, but September is just the oddest month, you know, like... We're living in California. Are we allowed to wear white? When does patent leather? You know, there's all these used to be fashion faux pas. And so the reason I'm talking about the weather and how it's changing is because do we bring in the winter clothes? Do we not bring in the winter clothes?
Bob, are you wearing white after September 15th?
Been known to, you know.
Who thinks about it in California as much? It's only in the South.
Just Bob wears white socks all the time.
Of course, I tell you all the time, every time that we go through Labor Day, how that originated, and it was really the high society of the Victorian age that the women, the pecking order ladies, that decided that white was rather heathenly. The heathens wore white after Labor Day. So that's how the whole thing started.
The heathens.
You were just not high society if you wore white after Labor Day.
That was the name of my club, my motorcycle club.
I love it.
It was the heathens.
It's very heathenly. Sunday, chance of showers. Listen to that. So there we go. I'm just looking forward to the turtlenecks. I am. I know it sounds funny, but it's kind of like I want to be layered now. I'm ready for...
You're layering right now.
I'm ready for the change in the weather. I love the fall. In fact, you know, of course, the spring and the fall. But for me personally, Carl, my fall is my favorite time of year. It's spiritually the time that seeds go into the ground, so it sets the tone for spring to happen. So the fall is kind of the ending. It's a time to be thoughtful. It's a time for giving. It's a time, again, time for purging. You know, we have those gals that came on from the Psyche Fair. They were talking about the moon and the stars and the things that we're going through. But guess what we've had?
Have we done the weather yet?
Right now, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Yeah, I went into the weather saying it's 61 right now, going to be 96.
Okay.
The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Bob, you went to a concert last night.
Yes, Cubeca, which was part of the Shasta Live series at the Cascade. Not very highly attended, but reasonably well. And what an interesting mix. He's a Polish musician, heavily steeped in jazz, started playing at the age of 4. Accomplished in many instruments, including some very esoteric ones, including the theremin, which is an electronic instrument made famous in science fiction films. She was a Broadway performer, internationally traveled, she's recorded a couple albums in Nashville, and they met on a cruise ship where they were both performing and got married about 7 years ago, and now they're touring the country, and it was a fascinating act of musical variety of a style you don't see anymore.
Theremin. Okay, the theremin. Now, people, if you ever saw Forbidden Planet or The Day the Earth Stood Still, but even better, and the example you used was from the Beach Boys.
Right. If you that sound in Good Vibrations where it does. Yeah, I'll play a clip from that coming up.
Yeah,
that's the theremin being played, and I'll probably do that coming back in the break.
What is a theremin for people that have no idea?
The theremin is one of the first electronic instruments. It actually dates back to the 1930s when guys at RCA were playing around, and it was a Russian scientist actually who came up with the idea. And it's two antennas. If you've ever seen one of these things. And one controls the volume, the other controls the pitch. And since there's no markings on it, you have to have muscle memory in order to play a recognizable tune. So it's very fascinating.
So do you move the antennas around?
No, you move your hand in relation to the antennas. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is. It's
human. It's the energy. It's the.
That's right.
It shows how we are. We do have electrical, magnetic field.
Yeah. Well, you're disrupting the magnetic field.
I've been attracted to you for years.
Did I make your hair stand up?
It does. Sometimes in fear.
Speaking of your hair standing up, first we had a super moon to be on the lookout for, but then a blood moon, and now a black moon.
What's a black moon?
What's going on? Yeah, Friday night we got the seemingly new phenomenon of a black moon to enthrall sky watchers, but try as you might, this time you can be assured you won't see anything.
What's
black
black
moon, black sky, invisible. Similar to a blue moon. The second full moon of a single calendar month, a black moon is the second new moon of a month, according to space.com. The black moon is a somewhat unusual celestial event. They occur about once every 32 months. The most recent black moon was in March 2014.
Well, how do you know if you see? You don't know if you see it. So if I walk outside, if you look at the
moon. You can't see it.
If you look at the moon now, it's just hard, it's just a sliver out there. It's beautiful. But if you go out on Friday to look at it, you can't see it.
I don't know. It just.
So I'm not going to spend much time on it.
Not everyone's taking it in stride.
If you know where it will be, you just look for the stars where the stars aren't.
According to the England Express newspaper, they think that the Friday's black moon could bring it worldwide destruction and the second coming of Jesus Christ, the black moon.
What, again?
Yeah. I thought there was something else that was happening, too, that would bring the. You know, how do we know that Jesus Christ isn't back?
We've had blue moons, we've got super moons, we've had blood moons. Thanks to the hashtags and taglines to publicize and share an event, social media is branding it partly to blame for the recent craze of what's going on in our world.
And in Australia, they recently made mooning illegal.
I have never mooned.
Okay, well,
in public.
Let me tell you a story about what happens.
I don't want to hear about your mooning story.
Oh, no, this is a
great Marine.
It's not just me. Down in, and you need to look this up. It's called the Mooning of the Amtrak. It's down in the Aliso Viejo area, and there's this bar that, like 25 years ago, it's right next to the tracks. And the patrons of the bar were bored, and they walked out there and the train's coming by, and they mooned the train. And that started it. Now, at least the last time I was there, there are a few thousand people. They've got vendors. They have, you know, portable bathrooms. And people line up along the tracks on the fence there. You have a fence. The Amtrak slows down to, like, 5 miles an hour. From what I understand, the people that are running the train, the engineers and all this, they have, you know, they'll pull seniority to be able to drive the train or engineer the train. As it goes by this bar, and it's called, I don't know, Bottoms, I don't know, whatever it is.
Oh, gosh.
1,000 people will go over
to the
fence, and they will moon the Amtrak. Now, it's people, it had Girl Scouts, and what they do is they don't moon, they just bend over and they have their shorts on. But other people will just completely moon it. I saw this one guy holding his baby up, pull down the diaper of his, like, a six-month-old baby, and the baby mooned the train. And then if you look at the train, because they have all these, you know, the windows in the train, there are people mooning back. So, I mean, if you think I'm making this up.
No. Nope.
I'm not. Look at mooning of the Amtrak, and you will see how many thousand, you know. And so I've been there several times. You know, we drove, you know, rode in on our Harleys. And it just seemed like a good idea of the time.
You're so if.
I brought my daughter.
How many horrible stories have started with that line?
I brought my hey, hold my beer and watch this.
You know you're so redneck if you go to the moon.
These people go to the moon, and that means... People are showing up in their Porsches, their Mercedes. It's a thing to be. I brought my daughter there and my son-in-law.
Oh, great. And
she's never been the same. She's 8 months pregnant. And she said, I'm not going to do this.
Thank God.
She just sat there and watched a bunch of crazy people do that. All right. We got to take a break.
My gosh.
I don't share that with everybody.
Well, I'm glad we took this whole half of the first part of the morning to talk about your mooning activity.
No, we talked about mooning. Now we come back. I want to talk about the debate. I want to talk about the state of the city.
Okay.
And,
yeah, we were there yesterday.
And Freddie Smoke. We'll be right back after this message.
She's somehow close now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Aloha. This is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of bright and jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street, in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Lindebach, good morning. Linda's back. 7:20 in the morning here on the 28th of September, Wednesday. 61 going up to 96 today. Weather's really cooling off next week. In the 60s. Can you believe that? With some rain. Yeah. We're loving that. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah have done a great job in their business starting it, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, right in the middle of all this big recession. And it's located at 2539 Larchburn. Just done a wonderful job. They have built the business. They have expanded the business. They have any type of shooting accessory you could possibly want. Of course, all the guns in different calibers, different makes that you want. And ammunition, classes in concealed carry, classes in hunter safety. And customer service is just outstanding. Their gunsmithing part of Bastiani Arms is, you know what, untouchable. That's how good they are. Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call, 222-8222. And veterans, they give real veterans discounts, sir. Okay. The debate. I'm going to, you know what, even though the debate was Monday and it's Wednesday, it's amazing how, to me, how Trump let Hillary off when they were talking cybersecurity. I just keep going back to this. When they ask Lester Holt, who is from the network that really wants to push Clinton.
NBC.
Yeah, nobody but Clinton Network. But when he pushed, he asked about cybersecurity, and she comes up with some kind of whimsical answer. Why Trump didn't turn and look at her and say, excuse me, cybersecurity, this is from the woman who kept tens of thousands of documents that were classified or sensitive on a server in her bathroom that all of her people are now pleading the fifth when they're going up in front of Congress. This is a woman that you're going to have. She is going to be the one that leads, maybe not say woman, but say person. This is a person that you're going to have lead the battle on cybersecurity that the FBI has already said that she doesn't even, it was like she didn't understand the classification basis. And when you start talking about that, then you go right into the fact of how Bill met with the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, on her plane. And they talked for 30 minutes about, quote, grandchildren, yet the next day they came out and said, well, no charges. So tell me that Clinton or that Trump did not miss his chance just to hammer her like a nail on that one.
Okay, on the other hand, let's just wait until the next debate.
Well,
I think he was trying to be, this is my feeling, because I watched it too. Watched it with my dad. He was trying to be a gentleman. I think he was not saying anything that could be. The issue to be at this fine line now, because it's the first time a woman in history is standing on the debate platform as the presidential nominee for the Democratic or any party. First time in history. So there's a lot that, it's unfortunately, he should ask her as tough questions and be as tough on her as he would in any male opponent.
Yeah,
but this is a really tough situation because the country and the people, we've become such pansies when it comes to political correctedness. The first thing I thought was, oh my God, now anybody who's over 400 pounds are going to come on him because it's probably some 400 pound person down in their parents' bedroom that could have been the people who hacked. So, you know, certain things, it's like you have to be careful about everything you say. So, you know, let's just give him this to the next debate. He may be sussing it out.
We'll get rid of it. Well, yeah. And this is his first one. And as political fatigue says here, it's really
easy
for onlookers and after the fact to recognize all the opportunities for debaters. And he was a champion debater in college. He made obvious mistakes for someone that has never debated before one-on-one. But I think that what we're saying here, in my opinion, he's got handlers out there that says if cybersecurity comes up, you automatically click over to this and look at her and pound it. And if ISIS comes up, you immediately click over and here's your talking points and you go right after her on ISIS. And you talk about her experience in government and as Secretary of State, turn around and go and just immediately pound on ISIS, Middle East, and Russia moving into the Ukraine. And then every time she has a point, because there are so many points you can go after. And then Trump gets wrapped up in this birther thing. And instead of just saying, you know what, it wasn't clear to me. I pushed it this way. I have since then said, hey, I'm convinced. In the end of question. And that's it. And he just says, I've already addressed that. If he tries to bring it, Lester, I already gave you my answer. Let's move on. And then the same thing. Now, he's got to do something about his tax returns. He's got to come up with a better answer than what he's got. And I don't know why he won't release his tax returns. I frankly don't care. You know, and, you know, I think he said, okay, I tell you what, release all your health records, Hillary. I'll release all my tax returns. I mean, all your health records. And then I also want, tell you what, you can have somebody look at my taxes. I'll have somebody look at your health records. You know, but that's.
Well, I was listening to talk, actually it was a sports show. I was, you know, I had Sirius satellite on driving back from Sacramento yesterday before the State of the City luncheon. And so I was listening to Mad Dog Sports. And, you know, he said the guy who was in charge of that particular, you know, of course, they were talking about, you know, some of the terrible stuff that's going on in football, with defense and offense. Anyway, so I find that interesting right now because the football mania that goes on, I find it great. So right during all of this is, of course, presidential debate. And so he was asking people to call in, and he said, you know, I work for CNN, so I cannot be politically leaning one way or the other. But he went on and on and on about the fact that he's interviewed Trump and who he is off screen and who he is when he's not on. He's two different people.
Yeah,
he said,
people that have talked to Trump or around Trump that work for Trump are saying this is the greatest guy in the world.
He's a different guy. But then he went on to say, which I really admire the guy, is that don't think for one minute. He said, you know, we as an African American, we didn't have our right to vote. And I didn't realize this for some reason, boom, over my head till 1964. And he said, if you think for one minute that you are not going to vote because your vote doesn't count, when you think about your grandparents and your grandparents' grandparents and all of the atrocities that happened so people could, you could vote, you will get out. It's your, as your American duty. And I was like, yeah. I listen to a sports channel.
Well, you know.
And I love that.
It's true. And people that don't vote, frankly, I have no respect for them. And if they work for me, they've got to find another job.
So then we went to
let me make this real clear. If you work for Free Fire Radio and you don't go out and vote, I'm going to find somebody else to replace you.
You have said that.
I mean it because you work at my leisure here. And if you choose not to vote, and this is part of the package when you sign up.
What does that mean, you work at my leisure? Explain that.
You work for us, and I love everybody. Like, Bob votes.
Well, Bob's a veteran.
Bob's
of course
veteran.
He's going to
vote.
Bob's
risked his life for
this.
Yes,
he has. He served.
I can't believe anybody wouldn't vote.
Do you know any veterans that don't vote?
Oh, I'm sure there are.
I don't know. We're here on the chat pack.
I'm sure probably people will tell me, oh, you can't fire somebody for that. You're right. Or maybe not. Maybe I can. I don't know. Maybe I'll just cut your hours back to one. All right, I am being a little over the top on this, but I think people should vote. Okay, before we have to go break because we have people waiting in outside for.
You want to talk about yesterday?
State of the City. Not one word on crime, homelessness, drugs, unfunded liabilities.
Missy did a good job.
Missy did a great job. Missy MacArthur said, "Look."
It was a positive spin.
There are things that we know about that we're in certain list, and there's things about our city that are, you know, that are not the best. I am going to talk about those things that are positive. And she had this really good video with about the river, you know, running through our city, and then the positive parts and how. Reading is the second sunniest city in America, and she says, unlike a couple people on Monday night, we did check our facts on this one, and which was kind of funny.
Yeah.
There were more people there than there has been, gosh, since, what, 2006?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I mean, they had tables up into the top section of the Civic.
So I think it was a nice presentation.
It was really good.
It was short, to the point. There was an award given out to
Sally Wells for philanthropic things that she's done, philanthropic things she's done,
and
for our city.
It was beautifully done.
And you know what? They really pushed for about the younger business people. And one big point was, and this is Jake Mangus also talked. Jake said, you know, all these people that are talking about how our young people are leaving Reading. He says, just take a look at the 700 people that are part of our 2030 Club and Catalyst and, you know, Young Reading people that are business people that are here, that are working, that are starting jobs or starting companies here. And it is. It's, you know, we have a young, hard-charging group of entrepreneurs that are going to change Reading, one of whom is going to be on at 8 o'clock, Joel McKenna. And with everything he's doing and trying to expand the workforce here in Reading. But it was, all in all, it was a real good presentation. It didn't address any of the problems we have. You know, and I don't know if state of our city, should do that. There's so many.
Well, Merritt did talk about plans. Buildings that are going to go, we're looking for a California grant for $11 million for one of the buildings.
The one down here, right down here where the old skating rink, not skating rink, but the, this place right down here, Bob, off in the promenade right here. It used to be a cart, go-kart place and the old building. Yeah. Or
they want to take that building down. They want to take those buildings.
And they want to build it up. But they also talked about $87 million worth of courthouse, if that ever happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of ifs here. But, I would like her to say, or whoever the mayor is at some point, says, this is our vision for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet. I would like to see something like that. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break. It's 7:31 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You're not going to get any better coffee or cold drinks than at Espresso Joe's in Tobacco and Brew. And next door is the finest tobacco emporium anywhere in Northern California, with just an absolutely fabulous walk-in humidor with all the sticks you could want. Right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, better known, Joe and Shelley, are just great people, and it's open 7 days a week. We'll be right back with Stand Down.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Barry Tiffin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. Lots of gifts that are hard to buy for friends, as well as designer brands. You know, they've got the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Dandelion does so much to support our community. Love to go in there when I'm looking for a gift for a girlfriend, or just because, you know, hey, class reunion coming up, trips for Thanksgiving coming up, or whatever. You want to bring a little something tchotchke, fabulous jewelry bauble for somebody, go into Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street. With us this morning, speaking of all girls, Girls Inc. is having their 10th anniversary this Saturday. And with us this morning is Nancy Cook. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We wanted to get just a last-minute plug out for something that you're doing. You're selling raffle tickets. But before we go there, tell us, give us a little mission statement for Girls Inc.
Well, Girls Inc. of the Northern Sacramento Valley, we're celebrating 10 years here in Shasta and Tehama County.
Can't believe how that's flown by.
Yeah, right? I've been on the board for 5 years now, and even that's like, holy wow.
Wow, holy wow.
Yeah.
I like that. I am. Holy wow is a good one today. Okay, go on.
But our mission is to inspire girls to be strong, smart, and bold, healthy, and educated. And that's what we do, and we have many programs out in our schools right now. We have about 6 to 7 programs running in the local elementary and the high schools.
Fantastic. And you know, it just takes one mentor that can break through, of somebody who could be in a cyclical environment of
despair.
Women leadership is so important for girls that are of that age, 9, 10, 11, 12, getting into that era of tween and puberty.
Yeah, we serve girls ages 6 to 18, and we love being out there. We, like, the last group that I taught was Leadership and Community Action, and it was 8th grade. And they were just rambunctious and looking for all the opportunities out there that they can improve our local community.
Oh, good. We need a couple of those girls to come here and work for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now you have something going on.
We do. We have our 4th annual gala coming up. Some people say gala. Then that's going to be this Saturday, October 1st at the Red Lion Hotel from 6 to 10. It's going to be fabulous. Our theme this year is the 1920s Hollywood. We've got the red carpet to roll out. We're going to be dressing up in flapper girl attire and our cocktail dresses, dancing to some swing music. But the bonus is we have these two wonderful raffles. We have 4 one-day park hopper passes to Disneyland that we're selling raffle tickets for. They're $10 a piece for the raffle ticket.
Those are expensive.
That's a $620 value. It's four one-day park hopper tickets. We can't believe how expensive it is to park if you go to Disneyland.
Well, parking's not so bad anymore, but it's just the hopping, or the cost of it.
Yeah.
For four people to go is over $600.
Yeah, for both parks.
For both parks. That's why it's called Park Hopper Ticket. So for $10 each, you know, you're entered into a raffle for that particular prize. And the reason we're pushing these raffle ticket ideas at the last minute, if you can't make the gala and you want to purchase a ticket, and we've got one more we're going to talk about, and then how do they get a hold? What do they do?
You could get a hold of us at our office. Our phone number is 527-7767, or you can find us online. Our webpage is girlsincnsv.org, or you could email us at girlsincnsv@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook. There's links on there to the site. But the best way of being so late is to call our office at the 527-7767. 527-7767.
Okay, now the second prize you have for $20 each is a raffle prize for four club level seats for...
For the 49ers versus the Seahawks on January 1st of 2017.
Wow, that's worth it just to see the Seahawks.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is quite spectacular. These tickets were donated to us, and these seats are awesome.
Great. Okay, great. So get your tickets today, ladies and gentlemen. It's for Girls, Inc., the money, and of course, they do such wonderful programs.
Where do you get your tickets, and where do you...
You can get your tickets on our Facebook page, our website, and by calling the office would be probably the best shot, and that's 527-7767, and it's not too late to come to the gala either, Saturday night.
Saturday night. Okay.
So, Nancy Cook, thank you so much. Again, it's our 10-year anniversary. Let's support Girls, Inc. We've got to take an early break here. When we come back, we've got more special guests in the house here at KCNR 1460.
Tri-Counties Bank presents World Class. While volunteering overseas, the Hollies needed cash quick to help their daughter's family close the deal on a great home buying opportunity that was about to go south. The Hollies reached across the globe to Tri-Counties Bank senior banker Kylie McDonald for her world-class expertise. Kylie mapped out options and called the Hollies with a plan to get cash from a new home equity line of credit on their own house to help their daughter with her new house. Kylie's team jetted through the approval process, leaving no detail behind, and the Hollies had the funds just in time to close the new home deal for their daughter's family. Now that's service without borders. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage loans, world-class response. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
How would you like to win a weekend in Paris? Paris Las Vegas Resort, that is. Play our Weekend in Paris Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a weekend getaway. One every week in September. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a trip to the Paris Resort in Las Vegas. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Experience everything you love about Paris right in the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. What could be more romantic than winning the jackpot and splurging on your loved one? One night is all it takes to realize everything is sexier in Paris. Cash and free slot play up for grabs too. Weekend in Paris. Swipe to win every Thursday at Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Good morning, everybody. We are a busy morning today. It's like about 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and we're here talking stand down. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. You know what? Every year, the North Valley Stand Down Association is here for all homeless veterans. A hand up, not a handout. Let's talk about it.
Well, what we're here for is we're looking for volunteers, especially in the security area, as actually we need volunteers for the whole stand down. Mm-hmm. Now, stand down starts the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd, 22nd being Saturday when we actually secure, and the 20th is when they start coming in that's going to spend the night. They'll be spending 20th, 21st, and the 22nd.
Okay.
And you're going to be there, what, Friday?
I'll be there Friday. We're going to be doing a remote that day. Myself and Ted Leidy will be down there and doing a remote that day. Now, again, the North Valley Stand Down Association and for Stand Down, explain what Stand Down is for people that may not really know.
Well, it's here to help the veterans, the homeless, and the regular veterans. The homeless veterans come in and spend the weekend. Then they get gear, they get blankets, clothing issues to them, and everything else when they go through all the standard procedures that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Friday, the walk-ins. Now, that's the regular veterans. They have a certain procedure that they got to go through.
Right.
And then once they get done with theirs, they can walk straight over to clothing where we have what we call DOD stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the veterans. They can go in there and get stuff if they need shoes, boots, jackets, long john, anything.
Anything for the winter here.
Yeah.
What are the statistics that you would say for those listening, and they are, you know, we have our driver, people who are at the drive show this morning, people going to work or driving or dropping their kids off or just happen to be listening to the show this morning. What would be the statistics on which you see every year with veterans who are homeless that actually can get there? How do you get the vets to the stand down?
We have transportation, a north route, central route, and a southern route. The VA provides transportation. It starts around 8 o'clock, and it goes from Wairika to the stand down, Hay Fork, Weaverville, and then Orville, the southern area. That's where they can actually have, if you look at the flyer, they have points.
Yeah.
The other thing is, when he was talking about procedures, stand down is a hand up, not a hand out.
Right.
We require them to go through the what he calls procedure. Well, that's job services, medical services, the county veteran service officer, Shasta County Women's Refuge, drug and alcohol counseling, DMV, Social Security. It's we're providing them services, and that's what's important. My goal is to try to get one individual, if I can get him off of or her out of being in that situation,
right.
I feel I have accomplished something.
Perfect.
We have one of our people in the chat room said contact AmeriCorps' Julie DePrada. She says she wants to help. They want to help out with a stand down.
Okay,
so Julie DePrada, we'll give you some more information.
Well, there is a phone number, but I'm going to request that you leave a message because that's my phone number, 530-605-8114. The thing is, if you don't leave a message, and I've had issues where I've had calls when I was in Washington, D.C.
Who are they asking for?
What are they asking for?
Who are they asking for when they leave this message? What are they saying?
Well, if they haven't wanted any information, like if they want to volunteer or if they want to be a provider, if they give me the information, I can forward it to whoever that entity is to contact them. But I like to have a message, and I've received up to 50 calls and had to answer 42 of them. And if I call and you don't answer your phone, I got to move on, because if you get 50 to 100 calls a day, it gets kind of hectic. And I usually log every one of them.
Okay, great. So.
And if you want to volunteer for security, I have my number. It's 530-356-2923. Again, it's 530-356-2923.
We'll put that in the chat room as well so that, you know, people have a record of that. And volunteer for security.
Go ahead. If you're coming in and you don't have your VA ID, bring your DD-214 in. They can look it up, and that is the fastest way to do it.
Is there a way, gentlemen, when someone comes there to the area, again, could you please tell us where this will be? Just to refresh everybody.
Oh, yes. At the Anderson Fairgrounds.
Okay. District Fairgrounds inside Fasaro Hall and Trinity Hall.
Yeah.
Women and men, active duty personnel, veterans, and their significant others are welcome. They can bring their dogs.
Yes. All veterans can bring their dogs.
Bring your dogs.
We will be supplying free shots for them.
And a place to, and if you're staying,
and we have a place to hold them.
Right. Great.
And if you want to stay with your dog, we'll provide a cot. But normally we have people out there watching the dogs.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is not the first time we're going to have you all on. And this is just a great event here. It helps hundreds and hundreds of veterans.
Yes.
We are involved with this. We're going to be running a lot of public service announcements. We're going to have them back on the show. But these phone numbers, the 530-605-8114, leave a message.
With a
phone number. And the other one is 356-2923 for Volunteers for Security.
Security.
Or anything.
Anything. Okay. Well, he's anything.
Okay.
If you call him, you're
going to
get it.
If you call me and you say you want security, I am going to pass it on to our volunteer information person, and they have a volunteer stand down that you have to fill out the volunteer sheet.
Yes.
That's insurance.
Okay.
All right. So I have a quick question, and the question would be that if somebody comes and they forget, they've lost all their papers, they've been flooded, or they become homeless, and they just haven't been able to know where anything is. When they come to the stand down, can you look them up? Can you help them find that piece of paper that's so important?
Usually they can.
Okay.
But
Shasta County Veterans Service Officer has ability to do that. They may not have it right there, but they can get them. There are ways of getting people 214s.
Yeah.
Or getting the documentation.
Okay. We've got to run. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to have you on several more times before that. We're going to run PSAs for this. But thank you very much for being here this morning for the first time for the stand down 2016, October 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
There is one more thing. There is no real court. The only thing they're going to have about court is they're going to make registration for court dates. So if you need to have court,
These are things like getting your driver's license back and several other things.
It's possibly, yes. I'm not in the court.
Okay.
All I know is what they said they're going to do.
Yeah. Okay, great.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. We're going to take
a quick
break here again on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of... ...or at...
Guess what day it is? Free Fire Radio's Hump Day Show will be highlighted by Joe McKenna from CloudWise Academy. Joe says there's a software revolution and Reading can be part of it with high demand for coding specialists and website builders. They are the new machinists. He'll also talk about how an outdated website can drive business away. Your calls and comments also on the presidential debate. All Wednesday, 7 to 9 on KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, an ad for our show while it's on. Hey.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back. Again, it's 61 degrees. It's going to be 96 today here on KCNR 1460.
And we're here with Dave Twyman.
Yep.
Hey, buddy.
Twyman Plumbing.
Good morning, everybody.
Twyman Plumbing with great guys out there. And
but
if you're looking for them.
Talk about the Shasta Speedway.
Yeah. Yep. This weekend is our final race of the year. We have a large group of cars coming in. Modifieds, we have the old vintage group coming in, the old-time super modified sprint cars midgets for a special show. I've got a street stock race, and we have a Pro 4 modified race also.
Gee, you know what? I love the Speedway. Ever since I raced on the Speedway, I've had these great thoughts about it. Linda, of course, hates me.
No, I don't either.
She was stuck next to me during the race.
But what I did see and what I experienced was back in the, what's it called, the pit?
Yep.
In the back, was this group of individuals that are so passionate about what they do. Mm-hmm. It's just, they're all in. I mean, you don't do this kind of stuff unless you're all in.
That's true.
So what's it been like for you now that you decided to take becoming all in and saying, okay, we're going to revive the Shasta Speedway? It has been something that you grew up with, that you're passionate about. Kind of, we've seen it go through, Mm-hmm. It's gone through lots of changes, and then you came in and said, that's it. I'm putting my stuff in, and we're going to make this thing work. What's it been like for you?
It's been interesting. It's been a learning experience. I've never done something like this before. I got some good coaching from a couple of people that have promoted stuff like that before. It's been a pretty successful year. The races have been really good all year long. We had one race that was not so good. But overall, a lot of improvements, a lot of enthusiasm. I think we're getting more people back. We're going to work on getting more racers back there. We're getting ready for next year. I just re-signed up for a two-year contract and stuff to run the racetrack for two more years.
Oh, you know, congratulations. We need an applause button.
We do, because the raceway had some problems. Let's just be frank about it.
Yes, it has.
But you walked in and, shouldered this and said, hey, look, we can make this work. And mm-hmm. I've heard nothing but just great things. You know, one thing goes a long way is people that you look you in the eye, tell you the truth, and say, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. And you do that.
Yep, I have. I've had lots of positive comments just along that same line there. We've done everything that we said we're going to do and above. We've cleaned up down there a lot. The fair board is very, very happy with me. I've paid them in full, like we agreed upon, which they haven't received in a number of years. Race car guys have gotten paid. Not a great deal, but it is getting better all the time.
It will get better as we mm-hmm. have more sponsors and we get more people there. It's a catch 22.
Yes, it is.
Each thing relies on the other.
Yeah, it's a building process. You need some race car guys to bring in the crowd. You need the crowd to come in and pay for admission and stuff so we can pay purses, get more race car guys. It's just a like you said, a building process. You get a little bit more here, a little bit more there, and that's the avenue I've taken.
I'm looking for this year. This coming season, mm-hmm. a celebrity charity race.
Okay.
Where you get different celebrities, or I say celebrities here in Reading, but mm-hmm. people that are known in Reading to race, and the winner gets $500 for his favorite charity or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just push that and get 10 drivers out there.
Yep.
They don't have to have the good cars, but
it's a fun thing. It's not so much about the racing part.
It's
a fun thing.
It's a fun thing.
Get more people involved and get a nice, enjoyable family-type entertainment down there.
And that's what it's about.
Yes, it is.
And, I know you're interested in the veterans. And
yes, I am.
With the veterans, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is commendable.
Yeah, so. We allow the veterans and stuff in for free, no charge whatsoever. We're working on some sort of a veteran show for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Still got a lot of planning things to do, but we're trying to put something together for the veterans for next year.
You know, some people just say just let it go. What was it about it that you said, no, I'm not going to let this go?
Well, I've raced down there, started racing down there myself in the early 70s. My father had started there in the late 60s. I've been around it all my life, enjoy it. It's been very good to me. I just couldn't stand to let the place go dark. I was afraid that if that happened, it would never come back. So I've taken on this burden, made necessary improvements, and by gosh, we're gonna make it good again.
You've started really well, and if there's anything we can do, we'll help you with that.
Well, so. How about giving away some tickets?
We can do that.
Is that you feel like Santa when you come and I've been working hard all year, but I'm going to give away two tickets to the lucky kid that wants to come to the racetrack? Because we're all kids at heart.
Yep, we are.
Okay, so how many tickets do we have?
I have a pair of tickets right here and stuff. If you want to put together a contest of some kind.
Okay, we'll do this, and we'll give these away this week.
Yeah.
And maybe it's something that says maybe the person who comes up the most original idea for a race.
But let's also say that it's for October 1st.
Yes, it is.
So today's Thursday.
So that's it'll be
2 days from now.
It'll be Saturday.
Yeah.
It'll be mm-hmm. Saturday.
Yes.
So that's okay. Okay, we won't go too far into it.
Right.
But it's a North State Modified Series and Vintage Car Racing.
Wow. Yeah.
It's going gates open at 5 p.m. October 1st. General admission is $10, so you get two $10 tickets. And
okay, I'm going to make it up on the spot right now. If you can call us and tell us what month and what year KCNR launched, you get the tickets.
605-4567, and we'll keep saying this until somebody gets the right answer.
What month and what year did we launch?
How do you know? Do you remember?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I've been talking about it a lot lately. How's that work for you, Dave? So anyway, yeah, and we want you to be able to go to these races and experience how fantastic it is to go see these this wonderful cars, the vintage cars, and this racetrack. With the new revival from, Twyman's brought all his juice in to make this thing happen, and all the folks and the volunteers there. Thank you so much, Dave, for being with us this morning.
Thank you guys very much.
And we're going to give these tickets away this next hour. All right, we'll be right back after the news with Joe McKenna and Cloudwise Academy. Okay.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Congressional leaders may have cleared the way for a spending bill to keep the government up and running until December. As of last night, the bill seemed to be dead in its tracks, as Linda Kenyon reports.
The bill was blocked after Democrats complained it included funding for flooding in Louisiana, but no funding for Flint, Michigan's water contamination crisis.
We should be able to find a path forward, fund the government, help the people of Flint.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid's comments did not fall on deaf ears.
Their position is no Flint, no floods, and that's certainly an option worth discussing.
But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says time is running short, and if the Flint issue is not solved by the end of the week, government funding will run out and a shutdown will follow. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Now an aide to House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi says that Pelosi and House Speaker Paul Ryan do have an agreement on a first step for aid to address Flint's water problems. American presidents past and present are paying tribute to the former Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres. White House correspondent Greg Klux.
President Obama called Peres a founding father of the State of Israel and a statesman who is committed to both security and peace. Former President George W. Bush said his family will miss the grace, dignity, and optimism of Peres. Bill Clinton called the former Israeli leader a genius with a big heart. And George H.W. Bush recalled Peres's innate humanity and his decency.
Sentiments being echoed on Capitol Hill. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called Peres an accomplished statesman with a long and impressive career.
His political career is one that spans nearly seven decades and encompasses just about every high office imaginable. President, Prime Minister, peacemaker, and revered statesman. One of the last remaining connections to the founding of the modern state of Israel.
Shimon Peres died early today at the age of 93. His funeral will be on Friday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
An investigation is underway in El Cajon, California, where police say they shot an unarmed black suspect only after he removed an object from his pocket and seemed to be pointing it at officers. El Cajon Police Chief Jeff Davis speaking to KGTV News10.com.
Investigators are reviewing the video and other video recovered from the scene. All video recovered so far in this investigation so far coincides with the officer's statements.
Authorities say the Cedar River in Iowa is slowly receding from its crest in Cedar Rapids. A new forecast says the water levels will drop below flood stage sooner than first expected. Evacuated new Cedar Rapids resident Art Hackett says he's not sure what to expect when he goes back home, as he explained to KCRG-TV.
If I can see out front, you know, kind of where the water lines are, that'll give me an idea of whether I got a lot of water in my basement or maybe just some, you know, sewer backup.
Breaking news at townhall.com. A new Ohio law viewed as a national model for eliminating zombies, zombie properties, that is.
The measure speeds up foreclosures on vacant and abandoned properties called zombies because they languish like the living dead. The legislation was passed in the General Assembly and was signed by Republican Governor John Kasich. It establishes a fast-track system trimming Ohio's foreclosure process from 2 years or more to as little as 6 months.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Former Republican Senator John Warner panning Donald Trump as disrespectful of the military and woefully unprepared to be commander-in-chief. Warner is a five-term Virginia senator, veteran, and former Secretary of the Navy. He was appearing with Hillary Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine, in Virginia to endorse a Democratic ticket in the upcoming election. It's Warner's first time endorsing a Democrat for president. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it
is. Hello, welcome good back morning. To Free Fire Radio. Bob's just over there just having a good time. He's punching buttons, and right now he's standing up, and he is mooning the computer. He's mooning
we've
the computer.
Had
he
a
says
lot.
The computer has mooned him. He's mooning it back.
Well, we've had a lot of guests on in the 7:30 hour. Usually we have one to two. We slid three in there, and that's really great. Now, before we
it
took our
five
break,
after the
of
hour,
course, in the 61 degrees in the downtown
phone
studios.
Phone lines here are 605-4567.
Actually, 63 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be
and
96.
And we are streaming live on KCNR 14.6. We can just keep going like this if
yeah.
you want.
Go ahead.
I have this thing I do. I've
okay.
done for 8 years.
Okay, Mr. Rote. Do it, Mr. Rote. I want
no,
you to do
I'll
it.
Tell you what. I'm going to code this for you.
Okay, now, wait a minute. I want to talk about these tickets. We have these tickets to the racetrack that we want to give away that are fabulous for this Saturday. And we had said that we'll give, if you can tell us the month and the year that we launched, you get these free tickets, which is going to be fantastic for this weekend. So we just want to remind those people who maybe tune in at 8 o'clock or get in their car in between 7:50 and 8:05.
Welcome, everybody. It's 61 degrees, going up to 96 today. The weather report for this week is
brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Our highs are 96 today. Tomorrow calls for a high of 87. Friday calls for a high of 80. Saturday is, can you believe this? 74 on Saturday. Sunday calls for 60. Are you kidding? Is that the lows or the highs? Sunday, chance of showers with a high near 68. Turtleneck weather. Anyway,
okay.
There you go.
You know what? When she gets excited like that, she just blows out Bob's ears. Right there. Okay, there's a lot of things happening this weekend. I don't even know where to start. But let's start Friday with the German dinner that Classic Cafe is having. It's their 30th anniversary, and they're having on the 30th a German dinner, and it is absolutely fabulous. Bob goes in there, and you're just walking in, you gain a pound. And just by sniffing the Rinderrollenuden, the Sauerbraten, the Liebe in Switzerland mit Gottwald Bratwinkelken. The only problem is, like I said, an hour after you eat this German food, you feel like you need to go invade Poland. Okay. Paisano Days is going Friday, September 30th, and Saturday, October 1st. Friday at September 30th is all-you-can-eat spaghetti with meat sauce. From 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., 6 p.m. start of the Bochy Tournament, dancing to the Pat Karch Quartet. In fact, I'm sure the Cloudwise Academy will probably put together a Bochy Ball team.
Of course.
Saturday, October 1st, the Bochy Tournament continues at 8 a.m., finals between 7 and 8 p.m. Lots of food. Join us out there at South City Park right next to Tiger Field with Paisano Days 2016. And then, of course, the French Country Market up at the Pilgrim Church on Foothill Boulevard with all types of music, drawings, food, jewelry, handicrafts, collectibles, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Proceeds go to community programs. Wow.
And there's a lot.
Oh, no, there's just so much. Girls Inc. is going on. We got Shasta Speedway is going on. The Matinan Apple Festival is going on. There are so many things going on that it is almost impossible to keep it straight, of course. Okay. Hey, I'm sitting here with Joe McKenna of Cloudwise Academy. And his, and I've lost all my notes here. How you doing, Joe?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. And also Eric Kasichin from RAD. good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Joe, of course, is the CEO and co-founder of CloudWise Academy and Cloud Potential, located at the Shasta Venture Hub. And I've gotten to know Joe over the past several months, and I am absolutely sold on what he's trying to do here for our community by the training you do and setting up, you know, you're getting people ready for the future of Reading, is the way I look at it.
Yeah, and have you talked about the Game Changers event we went to at all on the radio?
I talked about it a little bit, but not a lot, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, I think that's kind of that was kind of an embodiment of what's going on here and why training's so important. It's also why I wanted to bring Eric in this morning, because it's just incredible. You know, how many? Let's see, there were 20 technology companies in booths demoing what they do, around 300 business leaders, business people, organization leaders, mayors, all there watching what's happening with the growth in Reading and the role that technology and startups and you know, really the viable people are doing in this town. You know, it's just amazing what's going on. It was amazing.
And then if you look at, you know, you fast forward to the state of our city yesterday, and I don't know if you were able to go to that one or not, but she talked about the future, and the future, and Jake Mangus talked also from the Chamber of Commerce about the future and how many young people are here that aren't leaving Reading.
Yeah.
They're starting their own businesses, and you guys are great examples of that who have come here or stayed here. And the emphasis was on younger people yesterday, which I think is absolutely fabulous. Yes, they paid homage to the ones that, you know, Arch Pugh and all the others who have built things around here. But then the young entrepreneurs that are taking the next step forward.
Right. And, you know, I think there's a lot we'll go over, but that's a good segment into why Eric's here and what RAD is. And maybe we'll let him explain a little bit. But I don't know if a lot of our businesses or our local community knows that there's a guy like Eric with a group like RAD here. And what RAD is, it's a group of Reading area designers and developers. These guys and girls meet regularly. There's a big group of them. How many are you? 30, 40?
165.
Oh, 165.
Plus.
See?
165 people.
Right here in Reading.
Reading area designers and developers.
Yeah. Listen. They meet on a regular basis. These people are literally committed to changing Reading, helping businesses, helping each other. They're doing startups. They're making apps. If a business needed to know what technology is right for them or get some wisdom or advice, there's 165 of these folks who literally want to help. And I don't know that everybody knows they're here.
I don't know if anybody. Well, I've seen, you know, I know about it, but you see these others like the 2030 Club, the Catalyst Club, you know, and all young professionals. But yours, I didn't know it was that big, 135 165 people that are meeting on a regular basis and talking about taking us into that next step, into the future here.
Yeah, I'd say that's our member. I'd say that's our member level, but like on a regular basis, it's anywhere between 20 to 30 people showing up for our events. And when we actually have real events, we have speakers. It can go up to 60 to 70 people, and they're all from Reading, California, which is really nice. Just the other day, I was signing papers for my refinancing, and a guy was talking about how he wanted to create new development for using the VR environments, like the Vive. And he's like, I just don't know where to find developers. And I asked him if he's ever known about this, and he's been here for like 10 years, and yet again, another person in town that just doesn't know his resources here in Reading, California.
Well, and I think that's part of the problem. That's one of the reasons that we're having Joe on once a month, and is to. And I think, frankly, you could get your group of people and have a weekly show, you know, on a Saturday or something like that, where you talk about all of these things that happen, or maybe you know, some other.
Are you telling me I can have a weekly show now?
Well, you think you're ready?
You think you're ready?
You
ready?
You know what? I never see Joe at a loss. That almost got him right there. Those eyes shifted. It's kind of like the look I get on my face when we start talking coding. Yeah, I go, my eyes start shifting around. I start looking for help around the room. You know, I look over who's next to me. You know. In fact, you know, one of the people you've got working as an intern from the first class from CloudWise, you know, he sits on my hip right now.
Jake.
Yeah. I go, Jake, so how do I get back to my front page?
Yeah.
Now I know, because you know what? You know, I'm like that dog. I wake up and, I wake up on a new computer every morning. I tell you what, we go back in that class and I'm like, okay, I've got most of this, but then I'll just sit there. I'll just sit there and stare, think, how did I get there? And then he came back and he said, and he shows me a different way every time. So that might have something to do with it. But we're going to talk about that later. We need to take a break right now. His portion of the show is brought to you by, and sad news today, was that the petitions for the initiative to stop all of these gun grabs and ammo grabs and everything did not get enough signatures. And I'm sorry to hear that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, headed up by Ted Lighty. He was in the paper when they were talking about the law that Governor Brown vetoed about making it harder to get a CCW. And he vetoed it. He said there's no problems out there. And, you know, he was talking about taking more money and all this. But Ted, this is his business. He teaches in 27 counties and is looking now to increase that 14 more. And so he can teach all over the state. Northern Firearms Instruction, all his instructors are NRA instructors, gone through the schools. And he provides the most complete CCW training in Northern California. Give him a call at 999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. And take a look at the reviews that his students have written. There's thousands of them in there. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be right back at 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 62 degrees, going up to 96 today. It's going to be beautiful.
Hi, I'm Barry Tiffin, Director of Reading Electric Utility. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt, up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Being a part of the nation's number one window coverings franchise, Budget Blinds, gives you access to more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options to fit any budget. Jerry is dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality and shows off just how stylish you are. He'll bring samples and swatches of all types of blinds, fabric, and Roman shades to you so you can see how they look in your home before you buy. That beats running from store to store or taking your chances online. He'll measure your windows, do the ordering, inspect your window coverings on delivery, install them perfectly, and empower you with our no questions asked warranty. It's never been easier to get exactly what you want. Bring your questions and comments to the Budget Blinds booth October 1st at the Fall Home Show. Meet Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds team. Get started planning your new custom window coverings today.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. 62 degrees going up to 96 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Great people over there. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. With us this morning is Joe McKenna. He's CEO and co-founder of CloudWise Academy and Cloud Potential, located at the Shasta Venture Hub.
Hello.
And Carl's been taking the class. And with him is...
Eric Kaskin.
That's it. So I always trip up on your last name. So, okay. So, Eric, what is your forte?
RAD is basically kind of an open platform. It's open to the public, and essentially what we do is allow a way of communication and equipping, empowering, working with people in town to connect people and get them. I'm repeating my words.
So right, you connect people.
Yeah.
And what is the like when I say your forte would be is connecting people.
My forte. Oh, you're asking what my forte.
Yeah.
Personally
what's
is.
Your forte?
I love to see people grow.
Okay.
I love to see people
there we
learn.
Go. We honed in on that one right
and
there.
And he may love that, but he's being modest. Eric is a self-taught, full-stack developer, which means that he can develop from all the way down to the server level all the way up to what people see. Self-taught, also, like me, has spent some time homeless, kicked out, the whole bit, and now has a full family, kids. He's a co-founder of AdJoy, which the Shasta Angels have invested in and other groups have invested
wow.
in, and also runs RAD. So all that stuff he was just saying is probably all true, but I think he's kind of modest and leaves out the nuts
you know
of
what?
It.
And here's something else, too, is I see the both of you, and I didn't know that. I didn't know that about Eric, but I knew it about Joe, is you two have hit, bottom and built your way back up.
Right.
So that and it's in today's technology. It would be like if this was 50 years ago, you would have started a machinery shop, or you would have invented a new things for the car, for the automobile. That's just started like seatbelts.
Yeah.
Now you guys are the seatbelt guys, and everybody's going, "Why do you need a seatbelt?" Well.
Here, let me ask you a question because you know women, we have a different view. Sometimes on how we ask questions or how we see the world, and I think this is why you know Oprah Winfrey was so popular for so many both sexes. But she would ask the aha question, and that's kind of what triggers me. And like when you both, let's start with Joe. Let's start with you. When you had gone through a lot of choices in life and choices that maybe affected outcomes for you, and you find yourself living out of a car and trying to figure out, what am I going to do next? Where was the point in you that you, I'm not going to live like this? There was a point in you where you decided that you had you still had some drive in you.
Yeah, I'd have to say it was probably a combination of, that's a little bit of when I found faith. Although faith doesn't pay the bills and feed your family instantly. So there's a little bit of that, but there was also a little bit of quitting and saying to my wife and kids that this is the life that they were now stuck with for the rest of life. Just simply wasn't an option. So you just literally get up and go do what you can that day to make that day better. And if you stack enough of those together, even if you can't see where they end, if you stack enough of those together, all of a sudden you're back on track. I think it's just simple as that.
You have the choice of walking toward the abyss or
away
from it.
Or away from it. Literally every step, every day.
Every step.
Motivational speaker.
Well, you know what?
People make those choices, like you said, by increments.
Yeah, it's day by day, little by little.
Yeah.
I see Joe, and Joe's, you know, he's not an old guy by any chance, by any means, he or Eric. But I see him mentoring other people that are his age or younger and with this, and I've seen that recently. And there are people out there that are walking toward the abyss.
Yeah.
And it's not because they've chosen that, but they have made some choices.
Right.
And you can either continue to do it or you can say, wait, I I'm a much better person than this.
Yeah, I think everybody's looking for like the big lottery win or the great job or as soon as everything's right or as soon as my wife finally loves me or whatever it all is.
Right.
Every excuse.
Whether they're excuses or our world set us up to think that we win things in big steps, I don't know which it is.
Everybody.
I still haven't won anything in a big step, right? So I think there's an alternative where you just decide, well, I don't even know where this step's going to take, but I can tell it's in the right direction.
Right. It feels,
and that's what you do.
And then you grind.
And you grind.
And then, you grind.
You know, like I
have, wow.
Everybody, when you start things, you think, oh, this is going to be like this,
like
and
working
like this
out.
And like this.
Yeah.
And then you find out it's not like that.
Yeah.
You find out that the things people tell you, not because they're lying to you, but they are giving it a best case scenario.
Yeah.
It's not best case all the time. Mm-hmm. That there's things that happen. Like, I don't care what the business is. So then you learn your lessons from it, and then you think, okay, this next year we're going to do this, we're going to grind this, we're not going to do this, we're going to do this, until you know it gets better.
Yeah,
it keeps getting better.
And I think that's probably what this hour of the show is about: is helping to lead businesses out of the abyss of being unsure or unaware how to operate in this new era. And that's one of the reasons I want to have Eric on, and that's one of the reasons that we're training, is one of the first steps a business has to take is to get the right people who understand this era and technology mm-hmm. and things like that. And what we hear so much right now is, well, there's nobody here. My team doesn't understand this stuff. There's no one to train our team. You know, I can't find the right people. And I'm going, okay, wait a minute. Not only are we training people, but there's RAD. How many of you have talked to the people at RAD here, who is 165 developers and designers who want to help? You literally could take their people to coffee and ask them questions. You don't have to hire them. Right? It's just, you have the 300 people that were at the Game Changers who are trying to change everything. I mean, there's a lot going on.
I can tell you this. You know, I am by no means, as everybody knows that sits in the class with me, an expert on mm-hmm. this. But I do know certain words. But I talk to people. And I talk to them about, what about your website? And I have yet to have anybody tell me that their website is great.
Yeah.
Every one of them is telling me, oh, gosh, you know, I'm having problems. And they want $5,000 to fix it. And I went, $5,000 to fix this, and then to run your site. And I think I know people that can help you.
Yeah,
you know, and can help you with this. But I mean it. Everybody that I talk to wants to take. They look at their website and they think, gosh, you know. And you start talking about things like, hey, you can hover over and all of a sudden photos are there or links you to other things. They just look at you like, if that can, you can do that?
That's possible?
Yeah, not that I can do it, but it is possible. I can do part of it, but I can't do all of it. Anyway, but I run into that, and these are people with established, well-known established businesses that make money.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're having this problem, imagine people that are just kind of like they took it and they threw a page out there, and they're just not sure.
Eric, let's go back a little bit with your beginning. Okay, so did you do a lot of computer work when you were growing up?
I'll give you the short, long story-ish type thing real fast. So I'll just say that I was born in Los Angeles, and I had a pretty good life overall, but life got a little hard. Summed up, jump about 20 years into the future after various things. I ended up in Las Vegas, where I was doing pretty decent for myself, and a chain of events basically set me into a homeless position, and I sat there going, I don't know what to do yet, staying with my friends on their couches. My father reached out to me at one point and said, hey, would you like to start over? And this is a place called Redding, California. So I came up here on a bus and lost half my possessions because it got stolen from under the carriage. So the final was I had a backpack of clothes and my 486 computer, which was, you know, everything to me at the time because it's my computer. Been doing computers for about 26 years. Since like the TR-80s, which is like, you know, first tape drives and everything else. And when I got here, you know, it was a pretty rough patch road trying to get up to going. But I guess every day I went through my days just thinking that today I did better than yesterday. And that tomorrow I'll do even better because I know I can. And that all I had to do is work really hard to do it, you know. So with that, realized I had to sacrifice a lot of things that I wanted to do, which probably a lot of people would just sit there and go, you know, today I'm going to go to work from 9 to 5, and then at the end of that, I'm going to go relax. But I guess that's where my mentality is a little bit different. I felt I'm going to go to 9 to 5 and then be like, what do I want to be tomorrow? And I'm going to take half or more of my time for my free time and learn and push myself to get to that next step and invest where I felt needed to be invested into. So, like, you know, like Joe not going to school or going to college, I felt I had to prove myself at all times. And so I proved it to myself instead.
Wow. And that's ultimately, at the end of the day, there you are with yourself. So you better feel good about yourself, right?
Yeah, which kind of got a little shallow after a while, I'd say. When you start focusing on yourself, you realize that you're not really doing much anymore. You are improving. That's great. I love it. And you can look back, you know, a year or so and see where you've been, where you came from, and how hard what you changed in life. But you don't really have a breadcrumb trail for anything, and you're not really done much for anybody else. And when I started actually saying I want to help this person, help that person, I just sit there with coffee or whatever, there's a much deeper reward for that. Mm-hmm. And I found that actually by helping others, even if I didn't know what the heck I was talking about, I learned way faster.
Sharing your knowledge.
Yeah. And
it's a gift to be able to. We all need to feel validated in some way. And there's a validation when you sit with a person and you're able to share something. It's a feed. It's a back and forth feed. You both leave feeling like, hey, you know, we've gone out of here with the gift of helping each other improve.
Yeah, and it's a two-way street. So
great. I like to hear that. I'm inspired.
We're here with Joe McKenna and Eric Kosakin. And we're talking technology and how it's going to help the businesses. And that's what we're going to talk about for the next two segments is how, you know, people in tech, you know, that have their businesses, websites, and how technology and the people in this town can help them grow.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur Lane. Okay, let's just talk about Sharon Clark and her business. She started herself 10 years ago at her kitchen table, and we're talking about people just like the people in this studio right now. She had faith in herself. She had faith in what she was doing. She has built a fantastic business. It's business of the year from the Chamber of Commerce. She's business person of the year. But better yet, she helps people. And she helps people by providing home in-home care, whether it's a short period of time or long periods of time of caregivers that she has chosen herself, she's trained herself. They've had background investigations. They've been bonded, vetted, insured, everything. All of this from Home Helpers. And Sharon will talk to the family that she's helping, make sure that the right her right employees with the right family, you know, that everybody gets along. You can't get any better than Home Helpers if you need help in your home with people, whether it's short-term, say, injury or a surgery, or long-term in-home care for maybe elderly people or people that have physical disabilities. All this at Home Helpers. Give her a call, 226-8350. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
3, 2, 1, blast off. Explore the creative process of flight at Turtle Bay this season with Take Flight. Starting September 24th, learn, build, and create your own flying machine in this interactive exhibition that's full of activities for all ages. Take Flight is presented by Cornerstone Community Bank and created by ScienceWorks Museum of Ashland, Oregon. For park hours and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
The legendary Shasta Speedway comes alive September 30th and October 1st. That's right, 2 days of excitement. Whether you're a loyal fan, have never been to Shasta Speedway, or haven't been in a while, listen up. Friday, September 30th, you'll gain free entry to the grandstands from noon to 6 p.m. as vintage race cars round the track in practice for the Western States Vintage Fall Classic. You'll be on the edge of your seat as you watch the North State Modified Series push it to the limit. On October 1st, the 51st season comes to a close with the hottest racing ever, where championships will be determined in the Lloyd Burton Against the Wind Modified Challenge. You'll also be entertained by vintage race cars with the Western States Vintage Fall Classic. Grandstands open at 1 p.m. for practice, qualifying at 6 p.m., and racing starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $10 at the gate, with children 12 and under free, courtesy of Tony Joe's Wholesale. Advance tickets are only $8 through September 30th at Kent's Market and Gas Point Market. Shasta Speedway in Anderson. Be there.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 28th of September, 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives the best haircuts anywhere in the United States. Okay. Or the Europe. Okay. The world. Man's last stronghold. And I know, maybe I, you know, a little hyperbole there, but still, it's a great place to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. You can't do better than right there. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. 64 degrees going up to 96 today. The rest of the week it's going to get cooler and cooler until next Monday and Tuesday. You're talking 60-degree weather. 30-degree difference. 60-degree weather with possibly some rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Okay, we're here with Joe McKenna, who is the CEO and co-founder of CloudWise Academy and Cloud Potential, and he's located at the Shasta Venture Hub. And, of course, Eric Kasequin, who has got the Reading Area Developer, or Designers and Developers.
Correct.
There you go. And plus other things that he does, which is a community-focused tech and designer group. 165 members for this. They get together to figure out how can we move what Reading into the 18th century, up into the 18th century when it comes to tech. I'm just kidding. Now, Joe, you have, let's talk about one of the ways you're doing it, of course, with CloudWise Academy. And what is CloudWise Academy?
So CloudWise Academy is a accelerated technology school. And by accelerated, what we mean is we find out what technology skills people are hiring for now or where the talent gap is, and we train those skills, and we train them fast. It's a classroom setting, so you actually come in and learn with other people and from an instructor. And one of the keys to how you learn is you learn hands-on building something for real. So, for instance, if we're going to teach you how to build a website, you're going to do it building your own website. It's almost like woodshop for technology.
And I'm taking this class. In the first 6 weeks, I actually learned how to write code and make my website. Now,
From scratch.
This is from scratch. This isn't using templates.
No.
Now, of course, mine is a proverbial first grader with sticks, with stick drawings.
It's not that bad.
I am looking at people over there that, you know, their website is exploding and it's walking across the room. It's doing everything. And I look at mine and I went, well, I got photos on mine that move back and forth, but I did code, so I learned that. The second 6 weeks we're into right now, we're learning WordPress and templates and all this
right. With
Zach. And it's a fast-paced class.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the best thing. There's interns in this class that they are there next to you. If you've got a problem, and everybody in the class is more than willing to help each other out. But the interns are sitting right there like, I've got all this stuff going. I said, yeah, this is all working right. And then I totally forgot how to get back to my original page. I mean, I couldn't get to it, and I got into it once already, but I couldn't get back. I just having a mind blank there. And he comes over, he says, do this. And so I did it. Oh, there it is. What I'm saying, though, is that you don't have to be an 18 or 20-year-old tech guru to learn this.
Nobody is in this class, right?
And that's right. But I tell you what it does is it gives you the information and the ability to build some really great stuff into our class project now is we go to a business. Joe wants us to go to a business, volunteer our help to this business, and then build their website or fix their website.
Mm-hmm.
We have two members of the class that are rebuilding our website right here at KCNR.
That's right.
And they've got some great ideas, and they're going for it.
You know, you always explain the class in the school so much better than I do. but let's take a second to, because even I'm blown away by what's happening with the interns you mentioned. We've now hired our third intern for our own business. And I don't even feel like I'm hiring interns. I mean, these people are not only learning, but they have such great character. And when you think about the kind of person who's willing to, after work, go learn a new skill, and that's the kind of person you want to hire, right? And so on top of that, they're learning a valuable skill. So I'm blown away.
I never even thought of it like that. But you're right. These are people that are working, and they get off work, and they run down there.
Yeah.
And or they're trying to change their lives.
That's right.
And they talked about it the first class is, well, I do this, and it's a decent job.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like it.
Right.
I don't like it. I want something that I enjoy and that I can grow with and I can use. Not just I don't go to that 9 to 5 every day.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you might end up working 15 or 16 or 18 hour days.
Yeah, you can pick which half of the day you work.
Yeah,
12 hours.
Yeah. I get up at 10 o'clock and work,
right.
In that night. I'm happy.
Yeah.
So, but this is what you're offering in this class.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you know, it really is, these skills are just in such high demand that it really is a chance for a new life. Now, I was thinking that and I expected that before I started the school. But I've already hired three. Someone else has hired another intern. And as a matter of fact, Eric's sitting next to me, who's a founder of AdJoy, which is an incredible startup that's literally going to blow this place away. He's just hired one of our interns. And let's just, if I could have a second to talk about this kid. This guy, and I'm not going to go into details of his life, but if you want to talk about a life that was not going the direction of having a good future, this was this kid's life. I'm talking no social security card, no driver's license. He had nothing. 18 years old, 17 years old, something like that.
18.
Yeah. And Eric actually turned him on. What's that?
No. I was just.
Oh,
actually, I was just trying to figure out which one it was.
Eric actually turned. Oh, okay. Yeah, Eric actually turned him on to us, and he couldn't even afford the school, so we paid for his first course, So he's doing amazing. All of a sudden, I didn't even know it. Eric didn't even tell me. And AdJoy has hired him as an intern. Now, here's what's crazy about our community. Hired him as an intern with the help of the Smart Center. So the Smart Center's sitting there trying to help as many people get good jobs and different jobs they want. So this kid's entire life has changed trajectory because of Eric, AdJoy, the investors in AdJoy, the Smart Center, CloudWise. I mean, this is truly a community effort. The Shasta Venture Hub, Hope. I mean, it's truly, it's not just CloudWise. The community is working really hard to turn the tide, not just in the whole community, but in individuals' lives.
You know, and this is kind of what I've seen. And you're talking now, that's 4 or 5 people out of the class
you
hired. I mean, you're talking from a class of 20 people,
yeah.
5 people just getting hired right away.
And a different life trajectory.
Yeah, and the other ones, you know, working other jobs or something like this. And so the ability for people to do this. But see, the other big thing on this is that you're there to help people and you've got an ability because of sponsors for scholarships.
Yeah, that's right.
For those people that are having a problem.
Yeah, we have $18,000. I mean, if you know anybody who's like Eric and I, who should do well in life but isn't, or just someone who's not happy with their life, you really need to send them to CloudWise Academy to talk to us. Because chances are, even if they can't get through the class or can't afford the class, class is only $275.
You know what?
But still,
it's not that expensive. It's $1,300 for the whole 6 months.
Yeah, but some people can't, and what's surprising is that they can't, but they can't, and so there's literally $18,000 that have been donated by this community to help people go to this school specifically. So, you know, we were asking for donations, but we're not even asked that for anymore. Now it's there. Come get help. Start the school.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we go back to you're building people to start to work, not just for other techs, but for people that don't know tech, but they need it.
Yeah.
You know, and I say this to everybody is that, did you know that, okay, you've got a website. Did you know that like 70% of the websites drive people away, you know, that if you don't have something happen in 3 seconds, it's people will look another direction. If it loads too slow, if it does all these things. And just because you have a website means nothing.
Yeah.
It can be negative.
And that's true. That's really that's the technology stack. And that's also why I asked Eric to be here, because we're in agreement that too many companies. Well, let me back up. Part of this hour is I want to make sure I hit one fact that a company can take away and do something with it. And this time it's people. It's your resources, human resources to work with this stuff. And too many companies think that they're limited by what their current team knows. And so they go with whatever technology limits their current team has. Well, there is no limit to what you can have as far as knowledge in your team, especially when you have groups like RAD. You literally could take the coffee and say, hey, here's what I'm trying to do. Here's what technology I have. Here's my team skills. What technology should I use? What rules should I be following? What should I be worried about? What's wrong with my website? What's wrong with our integrations? Why aren't we making money? What are competitors doing to us because they figured out technology that we didn't? These are all things that you need wise, talented people, not just to do, but help you understand what to do.
And we got to take a break here, but here's even more important. You need people that can ask the question.
Yeah.
Most people out there, you start talking integrations, you start talking hovering, you start talking how things interact, they're just going to glaze right there. All they know is they've got a website, it cost them $5,000, and they're not sure it works.
Yeah.
But they don't understand why. So the real important part of this whole thing is that person that sits down with them, so let's talk about your website.
That's right.
What do you want it to do? And most people will not be able to tell you that.
Now, do I have a second? Because this is really important.
Yeah.
Don't shut us off, Bob. So this is really important.
He just slapped Bob upside. Yeah. Don't do this. Don't change it.
Because here's the thing. At CloudWise Academy and Cloud Potential, we've merged the two things. And companies we've worked with will tell you this for sure. We think of the experience as a little bit like the Genius Bar at Apple or going to the Geek Squad. It literally, you could come to our office and you can sit down if you want and spend all day asking us questions. You can ask us to look at your website, your technology, so you can start to put context around what you should do instead of just having someone convince you to buy a website or spend money on AdWords or whatever.
Yeah.
So that experience is what we're using and training our interns to learn how to do. So think of it like the Genius Bar at Apple, and you know, I really suggest that companies come talk to us and find out what they can do, what we can do, what you shouldn't do and should do, just freely without worrying about buying anything, right? And so that's really the experience we're trying to get across. And that's so I'm trying to introduce you to people like Eric and Rad, because even if you don't come do that with us, there's 165 people you can do it with right there, right? You got to get those questions answered.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Joe McKenna, CEO and co-founder of CloudWise Academy and Cloud Potential, is with us along with Eric Kasiquin. Am I getting even closer?
Eighth time it's been said different.
Okay. You know what? I figure if every time I say it different, one of the times I'm going to get it.
Kasiquin, Kasiquin.
Okay, Kasiquin. But he uses Q's. You know, right there when you see a Q in a word, you figure, nah, it's false.
Yeah.
You know, right now he's trying.
Joe spelled that wrong.
Spelled it wrong, or he's in witness protection.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palisadro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center. On Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is a Shasta Regional Medical Center Medical Minute.
Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Cross. If your knee is severely damaged by arthritis or injury, you may find it hard to perform simple activities like walking or climbing stairs. If non-surgical treatments like medication and walking supports are no longer helpful, surgery may be an option. Advanced technology like Navio Orthopedic Robotic Systems help perform partial knee replacement to achieve optimal results. The Orthopedic Robotics Surgery Program at Shasta Regional Medical Center is the first in the region, and we are excited to offer patients some of the most advanced technologies available in orthopedic care.
Shasta Regional Medical Center offers the Navio Robotic Assisted Surgical System for partial knee replacement. Robotic technology allows for accurate, precise, and consistent results so you can get back to the activities you love pain-free. For more information, visit ShastaRegional.com or call 888-969-7168. That's 888-969-7168.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utility. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Have fun and save the animals at Haven Humane Society's 9th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 1st at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Come enjoy a variety of local wine, beer, and appetizer tastings. Bid on live and silent auction packages. Listen to music from the talented Lou White and the band.
Purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a kayak or 50-inch 4K TV. Or buy balloons for special mystery prizes.
Doors open at 5:30. All proceeds go to support the animals in the North State.
Visit our website at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
Get your tickets now.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
Do your feelings get hurt if you're deleted as a Facebook friend?
No. Yes. Nobody would ever, first of all, nobody's ever done it.
Oh!
So, 9 minutes before, yeah, okay. That, of course, was
totally not true.
I'm going into Facebook to delete them right now.
Okay, yeah. Okay, thank you. 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 28th of September, Wednesday. Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark will be here, and it's Tommy Keyes, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, plus Breast Cancer Awareness Week, will be also be in visiting with us tomorrow. But we have a lot of things to talk about veterans and the VA, some of the things that are happening in our town right here, but also at the national level. What's the weather look like for the rest of the weekend? Because it's going to be beautiful.
Well, currently 64 degrees, and it's going to be hot today with our temperatures around 96. Tomorrow calls for 87. Friday calls for sunny and temperatures around 80 degrees. Now, Saturday, this is where we start to change. Our highs will be 74. Saturday night calls for a low of around 49. Sunday, now we get into cooler weather again with a chance of showers, mainly afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 68. Sunday night calls for around 49. Windows open! Love it. Fresh air, come on. Monday, high of 71. Tuesday, high of 74. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, we're still giving away two tickets to the Shasta Speedway for this weekend. Gates open at 5 p.m. on October 1st, 605-4567. Give us a call.
For those people who can tell us...
You've got to be able to tell us...
What year we started.
Google it.
On air. Okay, and then, what month.
Okay, let's go back to Joe McKenna, who is the... CEO and co-founder of Cloudwise Academy, and Eric Cassaquin. Who is
that's nine.
Cassaquin.
Cassaquin. Like Casa Keen.
Got it. And who is gosh, the CEO of Ad.
No, I'm the CTO.
Oh, CTO.
Yeah.
Of Ad.
Adjoy.
Adjoy. What is Adjoy?
Adjoy is a, real quickly, self-service advertising platform, but what we're doing really is solving a problem in the mobile advertisement industry with video games itself. The problem in the industry is basically like a beach walk, you know, and going for a nice quiet walk, and you find yourself basically being interrupted every 5 minutes, being given offers that don't really matter to you, and you can't enjoy your walk out there. So what we've done is instead of going for a walk and being interrupted, you actually get a reward, like a coupon. So that's the industry of video games itself on mobile. As you're playing a video game, pop-ups come up, videos come up, and that's really distracting. So instead, we are providing what's called coupons and rewards. And so imagine playing a video game, and at the end of the video game, you're rewarded with like a free drink over at Dutch Brothers or a free pizza at Papa John's or wherever it might be.
Let me put some context on this, too. So I think when a lot of people think of startups, they think of, you know, a couple nerds in a bedroom making an app, or they think of someone who's toiling away. This is the real style startup. They have been funded by Shasta Angels, right?
Correct.
And I think some other funding, they have gone all over the place. They've created prototypes. This is the other reason I want to bring them in, because I think part of my job in this radio hour is to help inspire and educate our community of what's really going on and possible. What they're building is a billion-dollar idea. Just one video game can bring a billion users, and a billion users would basically have the experience of an advertising, say, like a Dutch Brothers coffee being part of the video game. So it's not an ad. It's like when you grab a bubble after you've grabbed so many bubbles. If you grab the right bubble, that bubble is a floating coffee cup, right? And so it's basically allowing advertising to become a non-sucky part of a video game without changing anything.
It's a native advertisement.
I understand this a little bit better now. So while during the game, something might happen.
Yeah, and it's and part of the game.
Out, and you reach out and you go, here. And they hand you a cup of, and it says on it, Dutch Bro.
That's right.
And then at the end of it,
you have a coupon for Dutch
Bros.
You get
a coupon for Dutch Bro.
Yeah, yeah. So this is huge.
And so, because I tell you what, you're exactly right. And it's like Bob says, is even on the Reading.com, when you're looking at that, boom, or some kind of big thing hits it so you can't read it. Or it comes into this and says, we're going to ask you this question. And they won't let you get away from it. Unless you answer the question. My answer is I choose not to answer every time. But, you know, and you just can't get away from that stuff.
One of the interesting things about the hopefully brief internet sensation known as Pokemon Go is that they were signing up retailers to become sites to hunt down these critters and therefore drive traffic. Now, whether that's going to be successful or not remains to be seen, because the game is thankfully enjoying an early burnout, but it does kind of indicate a future possibility.
And that's kind of the thing that you're talking about here. That's great.
Yeah, you know, the scale of this thing's huge.
So people's actually, well, who came up with that?
Actually, my our CEO, Ben Bersigno, he came up with the idea and then formulated a team.
Okay, so let's go into that for a second. Okay, he spoke at the Game Changers.
Yes, he did.
2.5 years ago, jobless. So the Smart Center got him a job, introduced him to web development a little bit more than I think he's already been doing, worked at Optimize Worldwide, did another startup that failed or that he wasn't able to get off the ground. So in 2.5 years, this guy had no job. Got the Smart Center helped him get a job. Shasta Angel Fund's funding him. The EDC is the infrastructure that supports them and helped them refine their pitch, helped them get access. So, again, this is another thing where there are no roadblocks, and the community and the organizations of the community are getting together to make sure success happens when you have someone like Ben who's willing to go for it.
Okay. We only got a couple of minutes left. How do people get a hold of you, Joe, to get into these classes?
Well, you can go to cloudwiseacademy.com, and we have a new class starting next month on the 12th. They fill up pretty quick, so you can actually enroll right there online. And the new class is a website for beginners. That's where everyone started 2-3 months ago. We're redoing that class. You can call me at 530-515-9851. Again, that's 530-515-9851. Or email me, joe@cloudwiseacademy.com.
You know, the other thing, too, is if you're a company and you want to see what's going on, just stop by.
Yeah.
Give them a call or just stop by the Venture Hub.
Or let us help. I mean, because we have the staff to work and help our community. You don't pay $5,000 for a new website. You can work with our interns. We can answer questions. We'll make sure you know everything before you even make a decision. So come by.
Yeah, call me. I'll just charge you $2,500.
There you go.
And I'll hand it off to an intern.
That's right. There you go. Capitalism.
That's my job. Okay.
You guys have been great today. You've really inspired our listeners, and I'm sure we'll have you on several times. I know Carl's really excited when he comes home and he feels like he's learned something in his class. I go, okay, you know, because we, you know, work all day, get up early, do, you know, well, are you getting something out of this tonight? He said, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. So, and Bob, you know, Mr. Guru Geek over here that I love, I say that with love in my heart, you know that. You're only as good as the people around you, so we appreciate Bob Balanchi as our producer here and every day on the morning show at KCNR 1460 as well.
Okay. Well, Joe and Eric, thank you so much for being here, and good luck on all this. And if you need more information, again, Shasta Venture Hub, I talked to CEO and co-founder of CloudWise Academy and Cloud Potential, Joe McKenna. You can look it up on Facebook or probably a website.
That's right.
And we'll
Google
accept
us.
You. We'll make sure we accept you.
We'll be friends.
I looked at that website of yours. I think it can use a little help.
Yeah, okay, we're good. I'll give it to you. Yeah, that's right.
Talk to me after the show today.
Yeah.
Congratulations and good luck on this too, Eric. And I'm sure it's just going to be huge around here. And that means you stay right here in Reading and you hire hundreds of people.
Yeah, and we've already hired our first. So
yeah.
There you go. Great. Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark. We've got Trish Clark coming in, of course, Tommy Keys. And Breast Cancer Awareness Week. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from trying.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI is putting together a database to track how often civilians are killed by police. That's according to FBI Director James Comey. He's testifying today on Capitol Hill. A senior congressional Democrat wants the FBI to investigate whether Russia is trying to influence the U.S. presidential election.
Michigan's John Conyers.
It is now the clear consensus of the intelligence community that the Russian government was behind the hack of the Democratic National Committee and not, as some suggested, somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds.
Conyers referring to a suggestion made by Donald Trump at Monday's presidential debate. FBI Director James Comey says he can't confirm whether an official investigation has been launched.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. On the presidential campaign trail today.
So I'm honored to be here.